was coal.
Okay.
And then they come out with new type of burning wood stoves and mm-hmm. and
The stoves that they burn coal in, could you also burn wood in it if you had to?
Yeah.
Okay. And those served basically the same function as a fireplace? Did they have the same types of... I guess a fireplace would be built into a wall.
Yeah, normally, well, they was built into a wall, but, you know, your stove was mostly a freestanding thing.
Yeah.
There is some people now that have went to the... some fireplace people that have tried it and it didn't work, so they put the installed the wood burner in front of this fireplace, an insert in it so they could use it as heat the house instead of the outside.
But
you know, mainly in the old days, a lot of places had a cook stove and the heaters, you know,
so they'd have two separate stoves.
A lot of them in the old days, they would.
Could you use one for both, if you had to?
Oh, yeah, small enough house, some of them did, yeah.
So were the stoves typically, if a person had one stove, would it just be kept in the kitchen or living room?
Well, if you just had one stove, it was probably a cook stove, so they had it in the kitchen.
Okay, and if you had two, there might be another one in the front room? Okay. Yeah.
Some of them rich people had one in the bedroom sometimes, you know.
That would be a luxury, I'm sure. Could you, from what you know about fireplaces, a lot of them have a sort of piece over the top that you can set things on?
Mantel.
Is that what, did people have, if people had fireplaces that you knew of, did they typically have one of those around here?
Oh, I think most of them do, yeah, because you had to have something to tie your top one to.
Okay.
And I think they had something up there to set something on, you know, made all different.
Okay. How did the stove? What would if you had a stove? Did it have a part that you used to let fumes escape?
Oh, yeah, it had stovepipe.
Okay.
They all had stovepipes.
You have to have one of those.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Or that's exactly what happens. The fumes come into the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about a fireplace? Does it have something like that?
Oh.
A fireplace? Does it have?
Oh, yeah. It's a fireplace. Yeah, you all got to have chimneys on all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do fireplaces around here typically have something that you put the wood on in them?
A hearth?
Is that what it's called?
I think they're a grate. Some of them I think is a grate or a hearth.
Okay.
I think they do. I think they do because mainly it's for show. If it was fired right off the bottom, then you could go ahead and burn a little bit of coal in it without a grate.
Did they also have something called andirons? Or fire dogs or anything like that?
Andiron. I think, there's an andiron. It's something I've heard about what that is.
Okay. But you have a gut feeling that's different than the grates?
Well, it may, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, I don't remember of them calling it that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different location may call it different things, you know.
Yeah. To build a fire, typically people use a small... sort of this small wood or something like that.
Kindling, yeah.
What would that be around here? What would you use as kindling typically around here?
Pitch.
What is it?
Pine. Pitch. Pine or
okay.
Pitch.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of yellow pines, so we have a lot of pitch knots and pine pitch in there. And for some people, you know, depending on the fire you're going to start, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite a ritual to start a fire, and everybody has their own way of doing it.
Right.
You know, I knew one old